Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino. Thursday, August 8th, 2024, pre-market report. People, look, man, I don't know how to say this yet another way. I almost can't take it. And what I'm talking about is are people that stupid? I really have to ask. And what specifically I'm referring to is our representatives. All right, so look, this is just too much. This is yet again either a demonstration of utter, total, complete idiocy of the highest possible order, or a grand deception, which is more likely the scenario here. So let me just read this to you. So as inflation fury lingers, I thought inflation is getting better because that's what they're telling us. It's cooling. Oh yes, it's just perfect and it's beautiful. Anyway, as inflation fury lingers, politicians are joining customers in pushing companies to cut prices. Oh, absolutely. Look, what this is doing here, again, is yet another mechanism for people not to be allowed to know the truth or told the truth. Inflation is a monetary policy issue. It is not an economic one. Of course, monetary policy bleeds out through the economy, but the root cause of the issue that we're seeing here is what central banks are doing. You all know this, and this is why it drives me crazy. Yes, absolutely. Is there corporate greed involved here with prices rising? But it's actually the purchasing power of the currency that's being sucked out. That's the issue here. But our loving, caring politicians, oh, they're so smart. So what they're talking about here is the first move towards what is going to be a disaster: price controls. People, history is a great teacher. Price controls leads to scarcity, leads to rationing, period. And our loving, caring politicians, imagine a politician telling the truth. They can't do it. You have to understand, there's no way to stop inflation from surging higher. And we have two clowns right now running for office of the president. What are they telling you? Weaker dollar, lower rates. How does that help inflation? Here's a big clue. It doesn't. Let me explain this to you maybe another way. I have shown all of you chart after chart after chart just yesterday, post-market report of what central banks are doing, including the Federal Reserve, ballooning the global money supply. People, this is economics 101. It really, really is, which it seems like our politicians here either don't know or they're misleading people, which obviously is the case here. This is a much darker situation here, people. Look, how many of you believe, and maybe this is the truth, that our politicians are sub-morons who really have no clue absolutely as to what's happening? Or are they smart enough to know what's happening? They're all multimillionaires. How did they get there? By being paid off by the corporate agenda. And the corporate agenda is pretty obvious to me. It's about control. What better way? What better way? You tell Greg Mannarino what better way there is to extort. Notice the word here, extort control out of the people than to control their food, their means, their literal means of survival here. You can't make this stuff up if you try to. You can't do it. But our loving, caring politicians here are saying, as this inflation fury is lingering, and let me explain this to you maybe another way. It ain't going nowhere. Politicians are joining customers. See, the customers, which are people like you and me, honestly, you and me, we can't consider ourselves in the same class, really, as the general population who has been dumbed down deliberately. So stuff like this can be shoved at them. Oh, you know, we're going to push the corporations here to lower prices. It's that, although yes, again, I will admit that corporate greed is a factor here with CEOs with multi-million, tens of millions of dollars salaries here. Okay, sure, that's part of the problem, no doubt about it, but that's unfortunately the way it is. But the root cause of the problem is Federal Reserve monetary policy. They are destroying the purchasing power of the currency. And again, people, let's think larger. This is not just an issue here with the United States and the Federal Reserve. Central banks around the world, people, if you've been with me for any length of time, you know what I'm about to say. They are in a race to the bottom to see who can kill the purchasing power of their currency faster. But again, what really bothers me about this is, again, our politicians. Notice politicians. Politics is a game. It's a game of trickery. It's a game of deception. It's a game of alternative facts. You understand here? Or, in other words, lies. To keep the people believing in something or a system that does not exist anymore. Okay, people are being led to the slaughter. Does that sound familiar? You and I have been talking about this for I don't know how freaking long here. Our politicians here, including the lovely Kamala and the magnificent Donald Trump, they will not, one more time, will not point their finger at the Federal Reserve. Every manner of deception, every manner of tactic or trickery is going to be used to deflect you from understanding that is the central banks that are causing the problem. The root cause of inflation is monetary policy, and central banks are in here right now inflating the global money supply like we've never seen before, though the global economy is contracting at its fastest pace we've ever seen. You can't possibly make this stuff up here, people. It's impossible to do. So I want to hear from you on this. As inflation fury lingers, politicians are joining customers. They're in the fight here. They want to fight for you, pushing companies to cut prices. How come they're not calling for the Federal Reserve to contract the money supply? Let me explain this to you, okay? Look, we can. Our politicians, including those running for president, they know that the root cause of the problem is the Federal Reserve, and they will use every tactic, every manner of deception and lie to keep you from understanding the truth. Again, the general population has no idea how the financial system works at any level. So they believe anything they're told. They're being treated like infantile entities or cattle as a means to an end here. Okay. We can stop inflation, but it would require some dramatic moves. Number one, okay, the central banks of the world would have to be forced, and there's no way to do this, to vastly contract the money supply, which would, of course, boost the purchasing power of the currency. We must stop central banks from inflating. That's their goal. We can't stop them. We don't have anyone, no politician, no one running for president is at all concerned about stopping central banks from inflating, okay, from becoming the lenders and buyers of lectures. All we have is our politicians, including Kamala, including Trump, who are doing nothing but everything in their power to make sure that not only does the Federal Reserve remain at the pinnacle of power, but increase it from here, calling for a weaker dollar, calling for lower rates here. So number one, to really stop inflation, we need to prevent central banks from inflating global money supply. Does that sound about right to you? It's economics 101, period. Number two, forget about cutting rates. Forget about promising people a better rate on their mortgage or anything else. Of course, it sounds good on paper, people, but this is destructive on so many levels. It allows the central banks to inflate even further. We can't stop inflation from rising because we have no one to help us here. We are powerless, you and me. We understand what needs to be done. Again, stop the central banks from inflating the global money supply. We need a stronger currency, not a weaker one. We need higher rates, not lower rates. People, it gets me literally dizzy thinking about the deceptions that are in place right now. Our loving, caring politicians leading people to the slaughter, including Kamala, including Trump. People, I read the comments, and a lot of people took exception to me calling VP Vance Damian Thorne. Oh, Greg is never going to come up with a nickname for, what's his freaking name, Waltz, Tim Waltz? I have a name for Tim Waltz. I'm calling him the Marshmallow Man, okay? And we lose no matter who. Whatever tag team they're putting behind the Resolute desk, we lose, okay? Because again, the root cause of the entire issue is not being addressed, and that is central banks. That is what they're doing to us here. And people, let me tell you something again, in case you need a reminder. This is going to lead to exactly what I have been warning about for a decade. We are gonna face a resource issue that is gonna, again, force people into submission. We're gonna get price controls. Why are we going to get price controls? Because our politicians, none of them want to do a damn thing about what the central banks are doing, in this case, the Federal Reserve, inflating, using every means at their disposal to continue to inflate. People, if you're new here, maybe you need to pay attention to what I'm going to tell you, okay? The number one goal of every single central bank is but one thing, one and one thing only, and that is to inflate, to dilute the currency. This is why we're seeing the global monetary base balloon as central banks are hyperinflating here. They need and are looking for every excuse that you could dream about, think about, fantasize about, or even have a nightmare over to buy it all. When you hear a politician say, "I promised you lower rates," they're telling you that they are giving the central banks a green light to buy it all, which is massively inflationary. And not only that, it makes central banks more powerful. Please ignore the lies, the distractions, and the deceptions that are being thrown at you. Stop putting your faith in Marshmallow Men and Damian Thorns and Kamala and Trump. You're being lied to. I really don't know another way to put this too, but this is going to lead us towards a financial disaster way worse. They're setting us up, people. Price controls. Price controls lead to scarcity, leading to rationing. This is where we're going. Does this sound familiar? I've only been warning about this scenario for a decade. We're seeing it all unfold before our eyes, people. And all we got is each other. No Marshmallow people, no Damian Thorns, no Kamalas, no Trumps are here to save you. They're here to destroy you. What we're witnessing now is honestly, it's biblical. People putting their faith in false gods, and it leads invariably to destruction. And that's where we're getting. That's where we're going. With that, people, let us set the stage here. With regard to this market, as you all know, we remain in this period of seasonal volatility. It's not over, these extreme moves in the market here. Embrace it, okay? Because let me show you something here. This is the MMRI from this morning, the Mannarino Market Risk Indicator. Look at what's happening here, okay? This is, again, not just squiggly lines on a page. I urge you not to ignore this. What you're witnessing here is the dollar in a free fall, along with other central bank currencies. Again, we have our loving, caring politicians here who don't care. They don't give a damn. Either they're too stupid to know, and I don't believe that. I think, and I really believe, that all politicians are smart enough to know what's going on. Do they not really understand economics 101, what's happening right now? Do they not really know? Have they not been let in on the big secret that central bank's goal is to inflate? And that mechanism is destroying all of us here? Again, look at the global economy today. This is not just the United States issue. Those of you that are locked in the box, that it's Biden's fault, that it's Trump's fault why we're seeing inflation here right now. It's not. They have no power here. It's central banks who need an ally in the White House. No doubt about it. It makes them easier. It makes it their job easier to inflate. When they have politicians now playing the game saying, oh, we're going to talk to the corporations because it's a corporate problem. It's an economic issue. No, it's a monetary policy issue. But they're not going to point their fingers at the Federal Reserve. No, no, no. We've had a few politicians here that have tried to enlighten us all as to what's going on. What happens to them? They get silenced. They're gone. You see how that works here? They're not allowed. They're not in the club. You understand? Anyway, this is what we need to keep our eyes on, people here. As I was, where did I put this, man? The MMRI is an amazing tool. It's reflective of what's, I can't believe I lost this thing, of what's happening here in the debt market. My desk is a disaster area. Here it is right here. This is what's going on here. This trend line has clearly been broken. This is the Fed in the market buying all the debt here. This is the Fed weakening the dollar. This specifically is what's going on here with the Federal Reserve. This is not what's happening on a worldwide scale with other central banks. This is specifically for the U.S. market. It can be used anywhere, honestly. You just have to replace these numbers. But what we're seeing here is a direct reflection of the Federal Reserve fulfilling its goal, buying it all, weakening the dollar more so here. This inflationary issue that we already have is going to get much, much worse, and there's no way to stop it unless, again, we can force the central banks to stop inflating, to stop ballooning the money supply. We need it to contract. We need a stronger currency, not a weaker. So when you hear Trump, when Kamala doesn't know. Again, the one thing Kamala is not saying, because she has no idea. She's completely clueless here. Okay, I think we can agree on that. She does not understand what it means to say a weaker dollar. Trump is saying that. Trump is also saying, I promise you, lower rates. Kamala has adopted that. She gets that people want the lower rate because it sounds good on paper. It's a means to destruction. Okay, the lower rate thing helps the corporations. It doesn't help you. Again, corporations can borrow for zero. Then they can sell corporate debt to finance whatever they want to. Actually, they can't borrow for zero. They can borrow for very, almost nothing here. Then they sell their own corporate debt to finance that. So it literally is, it's a win-win situation. Lower rates is a win-win situation for the corporations, okay? Who our politicians are going to cut prices. You can't make it up. Oh, man. But it's a lose-lose for everybody else here, people. Again, you can't separate. It can't be separated, the currency from rates. Okay, they're linked. They're inextricably linked together here, and we need a stronger currency, not a weaker currency here. And unfortunately, the whole world and the people in it are being lied to on a scale that is just beyond belief here by politicians across the board, by both Kamala, both Trump, by their sidekicks here, Marshmallow Man, Tim, whatever the freak his name is, Waltz, and VP Vance, who is Damien Thorne, in my view. The man is, I don't know, he's possessed by the devil or some kind of crazy thing going on. There's something very strange going on with that guy. So just be very leery of both of these things, all four of them, honestly here. So a couple of other things that are going on here in the crypto world. How about this? A big win here for XRP. A big win here, people. Load up. Load up. You all know that. Now, with regard to the crypto space, look, we're hearing again from Donald Trump. Big things are coming for crypto. He's not stopping here, all right? He's been talking about this for quite a while. Obviously, the man has developed some kind of a functioning brain. I do believe that cryptocurrency is something that needs to be in everybody's portfolio. I've been telling you this way before Trump made his 180. Trump didn't like this stuff, all right? A lot of you Trump supporters are still locked in what he used to say. He's made a 180 here, and I think this is massively positive for cryptocurrency moving forward. He said this a couple of times over the last several days here. I just happened to catch it yesterday. Big things are coming. As a matter of fact, apparently he's going to be making some kind of announcement here with regard to cryptocurrency. People, look, Let me describe this to you maybe another way here. Cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, XRP, this stuff is not generally used. And generally people who hold this stuff, they hold it. They don't use it to transact. It's a completely different asset class than what is coming. We all know that a central bank digital currency is coming. Can't be stopped. Cannot be stopped. That's where we're going here. And people say, hey, Greg, well, how is the Federal Reserve or central banks going to allow competition? There's no competition. There's no competition. It's a completely different asset class. Bitcoin, XRP, the current cachet here of cryptocurrency, these are buy and hold things. What central banks are going to issue is going to work exactly like the currency we have now, except this one. They're going to be able to track you down to whatever they want. It's a method of control. So is price controls. So is price controls, leading to scarcity, leading to rationing. It's all about control. They're deconstructing the current system. It's all about control here. They're going to vastly reduce the population of the world too. Oh, absolutely. Via another bioweapon, where they're going to create some other kind of a thing that you're going to run. They're going to make you run to your physician and get it. It's going to be gross. It's going to be, expect something disfiguring. Expect something very visible, sores, some kind of a thing, okay, that's visible on people's bodies. The last time with the COVID scamdemic, of course, you know, you couldn't see it. What you were able to see is this. This was visual. It wasn't enough to make people afraid enough to run out and go get the warp speed biovax weapon clot machine that is causing cancer and death to tens of thousands, you know, a weapon of mass destruction, of course. They need something else. They want whatever is in that vial in your body, and they're going to make you beg for it. That's really my take on it. So just expect anything, people. Be ready for whatever they're going to throw at us. Is it going to be expanding war, death, pain, suffering on that scale, or is it going to be something else? Again, another ploy. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that plays out. Anyway, a couple of other things here. So look, it's starting to get some mainstream media attention. We brought this up yesterday. How the major banks are boosting their reserves. I think there's something going on here. Why banks are boosting their cash reserves. What do they know that you don't know? Do you know that that these institutions get paid? Oh yeah, you don't believe me? Maybe you should go to the Federal Reserve's own website. And they'll tell you, why does the Federal Reserve pay banks interest on their reserves? Let me just read this to you. This is off the Fed's website here. The Fed pays interest on these deposits. Congress authorized the Federal Reserve to pay the banks interest on their balances in 2008. This is how Congress works for you. Oh, they work for you so well. They work for you so good that they're going to go and they're not going to point to the root cause of the entire problem, which is the Federal Reserve. Imagine, really, honestly, people, the deceptions, the lies. You and I have been talking about this. I said at the end of last year, watch the videos. I said, you're going to see lies and deceptions and distractions like you can't believe. And here's one in your freaking face. Okay, they will not point their fingers at the Fed. No. They must, you see, because it's the Federal Reserve who's going to be issuing a solution to the problem, not our politicians. You have to understand, they realize what's going on here. We're being brought to our knees. You all know that. Brought to our knees, and an event is going to occur, which they're going to blame. They're going to say, this is the reason why this is happening. This is the reason why we're rationing food. This is the reason why you can't have access to your bank accounts. This is the reason why you're destitute now. You know, it's interesting too. I put this out yesterday. This was, you can't read this, so let me read this to you. So I wrote, Lions, I believe that some staged event will occur. A false flag, which will be used as a scapegoat as they collapse the world financial system, only to issue in a new one. Let's stop there for a moment here. How many of you out here believe this is going to happen? It looks like just about 100% of you, that some kind of event is going to be staged, whether it's going to be a grotesque, disfiguring disease process, or it's going to be war, death, pain. Something is going to be forced upon us, and they're going to point to it, as to why the system is coming down, why they have to institute a new system. This is where we're building up to, people. You think we're on the same page? All right, so I went on to say, it's always the same situation, problem, reaction, solution. Again, why the Fed in this case and central banks must be blameless. Why they must find a scapegoat here. It's not the problem, the currency being devalued. It's this. You understand? You have to be deceived. You must be lied to. There must be alternative facts presented to you. See what I'm talking about? Anyway, here. So here was my question to all of you. I have said repeatedly that I do not believe that some kind of event like this will happen until after the selection. Well, most of you, half of you think I'm wrong, and you may be right. So 63% of you, this thousands of you responded to this, believe that it will happen before the selection. Be ready for anything at any time. We need to be ready for anything at any time. But 63% of you believe it's going to happen before. 37% of you believe it will happen after, as they're not ready to take down the system. I think they're damn close to it. And this may actually be a clue. What did I write here? Oh, the price controls, eventual shortages, and rationing. That's what develops from these things. And again, history is a great teacher. It looks like we don't learn. Or again, they really do believe, and I think this is true, that our loving, caring representatives are using us as cattle, man. They think we're just too stupid. But you see, we're not that stupid. We're not that stupid. And we're taking every action that we can to counter what they're throwing at us right now. The deceptions, the lies, the alternative facts. You understand? You see what I'm saying here? It's insane. It's biblical. I don't know another way to put it. That's really what we're seeing here. It seems to me that way. Doesn't it seem that way to you? Anyway, however you want to look at it, biblical or not, this is pretty amazing here. So, you know, I want to hear from you on this. So the question of the day, since we all seem to be on the same page with regard to some kind of twisted event forced upon us, is it going to be some kind of a disfiguring disease, some kind of a mark on the body that they're going to throw at us, something very visual, or is it going to be just more war, or a combination of the two? I want to hear from you on that. I want to hear from you on everything that we cover here, people, honestly. So look, what does this mean for you and I? First of all, please keep your eyes on this. Again, this is free. And I'm not telling you to look at this because people say Greg does things because he wants to profit from it. I do profit from this. This is free. I left it free for you for a reason. I think knowledge is power. This here is a visual of what's happening. And we can see it in real time. This is telling us the Fed is buying it all. They're devaluing the currency as well. This is a mechanism, again, people, to allow them to continue to inflate. And our politicians are playing right into it. Again, the Marshmallow Man, the freaking Damien Thorne, the Kamala, the Trump. This is what they're doing to us, people. We can't win. Unless we need to stop this. The government here is not the Marshmallow Men. It's not the Damien Thorns, the Kamalas, or the Trumps. We're supposed to be able to govern ourselves, okay? The Federal Reserve has taken over along with central banks around the world, and they are fulfilling their goal. People, please read The Creature from Jekyll Island. I don't know another way to put this to you. And if you don't want to even buy the book, just let your fingers do the walking. Use your own God-given intellect. Okay? We have a gift. It's been given to us by the Almighty. Okay? Use it. Okay? Stop being dumbed down, trapped, believing in false idols, in false gods, looking for something that's going to bail you out of this thing. It ain't happening. We have to come together, people. We are the revolution. We are the freaking solution. It's starting with this freaking blog right here, and you are a part of it. people, I gotta get going, man. I'm gonna give myself a freaking heart attack one day. This guy here loves you from the heart. People, we gotta come together, man. We gotta unite. Stop this division crap. This is what they want. This is how they control us. It's so sick. It's so sick to see this, people. And I'm making myself sick from this. I'm telling you the truth. I really am. All right, look, love you a lot, people, from the heart. I mean that. Please comment. Please get this video out there. If you got something out of this video, please give it a thumbs up. It allows the algorithms to pick it up. You want people to hear this stuff or you don't, I don't know what to tell you, all right? If you are not a part of this family, and I welcome you here to this Pride of Lions who are really trying to make a difference in the world. If you don't want to be part of this, that's fine, all right? But if you do, I really hope you start to see things in their true light. It's amazing. All you need is a spark. Do you realize you could be in a stadium? You could be in the middle of Madison Square Garden in the pitch black. And a spark, one tiny little spark of light will be able to be visualized there. One. That's what we are. You understand? We are that little spark of light that's allowing people to see the truth. Truth is inescapable. And either you can see it or you can't. If you can't see the truth, if you're unable to and you're locked in darkness, that maybe should tell you something as well. Look, people, again, love you from the heart with all I got. Please get this stuff out there. Share this stuff. I will see all of you later for the live stream, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern, okay? And I don't know what else to say, people. Wake up if you're still asleep. Wake up. See you later.